Welcome to Voices on Art, the Van Horn Gallery podcast hosted by Daniela Steinfeld.
This episode is produced in cooperation with Independent Art Fair New York City. It will be part of the fair's OVR.
I'm Daniela, and this podcast is about my personal and also about a lot of other people's enthusiasm for art. Art can touch on all parts of life, and therefore we talk about all parts of life. I hope to get you on board and to tell you interesting stories you enjoy listening to. We're recording via the internet, so please excuse any glitches and sound quality.
This is episode 86 of the Voices on Art podcast. This episode is produced in collaboration with Independent Art Fair New York City. Today is January 29, 2024, and I'm speaking to Lingji Zhuang, founder and director of Linseed, which started 2019 as a young exhibition space in Shanghai. And since 2022, it's a gallery. Hi, Lingji.
Hi, Daniela. Very nice to talk to you today.
Yes, very nice to have you here from Shanghai. I think you are my first guest from Asia, which is also very exciting.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting for me too.
So you studied at Goldsmith. You're not originally from Shanghai, but how did you get there? Where did you grow up and how your connection with art, how did it start?
I studied in Goldsmith. And back to that time, actually, my major was design. It called design critical practice. Actually, I'm not really majored in fine arts or art history. Mm-hmm. But I think that time the experience in Goldsmith was influenced me quite a lot. Like the whole educational system about art history and also philosophy. The environment of Goldsmith is very creative, and every major of the students they communicate with each other. And even in our major, we don't have a specific direction of design. So some people actually do architecture, some people do interior design, even product design, interactive design, every kind of things. So I kind of feel it's very free and gave me more possibility to think about what I want to do and what really interests me. But also at the same time, I think the major a little bit confused me because it's no direction and always communicate with other people, other friends. I kind of feel it's a very mixed major. And later when I just graduate, I was thinking about to stay in UK to work or go back to China. Back to that time, I think China don't have a very suitable design company, design firm to this kind of design major. I did some internship job and a part-time job in London, which is very interesting, in the secret cinema. So they also do this kind of interactive design in the space, to create some experience for the audiences. And it's more to make art. And also the experience roaming in London and to see a lot of exhibitions and work together with artists. I also have some artist friend in London, which is very helpful and inspired me a lot, their attitude and how they produce artworks. I was really interested in. And I got an offer from Shanghai. It's a gallery called Pearl Lam Gallery. Yes, actually originally from Hong Kong. So Pearl gave me an offer. And also that time I got another offer from Gagosha as an intern. It's more it was more stable to work in Pearl Lam. So I just went to Shanghai. That's my first job in the gallery.
At Pearl Lam Gallery. But how did you end up being from China going to Goldsmith? I mean, that's a bold step for a young woman to do that. Also, the field you studied, design, is kind of connected to art. It's something different for sure, but there is a connection. So all these personal interests you had that made you leave your country and study abroad and open up that field internationally, how did that start for you?
Actually, I didn't really think a lot when I go to Goldsmith. I I studied in Chengdu, my hometown, in the university for my bachelor degree that was majored in graphic design. And later I wanted to go to UK to study because I kind of feel like I need some like more environment to open my horizon. And also maybe the new environment's gonna give me more opportunity for future. But at that time I was like really still young. I didn't know what I can do in the future.
But you were curious enough to do that step.
Yeah, and I quite like some artists and designers who actually studied in Goldsmiths before, like Vivienne Westwood, Damien Hirst. Yeah, but of course, that time still like very big names. Yeah, but yeah, this school just caught my eyes. I feel like it's like a cool school. It's not really in the mid of like central of London. Yeah, it's a little bit like offset in New Cross. It just make me very curious, and it can be like a very interesting experience in my life, and maybe like my life gonna make some change because of that. But I didn't really think too much.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to follow kind of like the doors that are opening, or just a gut feeling to do the right thing. And then you got the offer of Perlem to go back, to go to Shanghai, and then you started working there, and this equipped you with the skills a gallerist must have. What did you learn there?
I think firstly, what I learned is the attitude to work in the gallery. That time, I think Pearl is a very legend woman to open a gallery. And that time, my position actually, it's not really like decide a lot of things. It's more like an entry position. I remember Pearl just told everybody, like, when we have opening, when we have events, the staffs in the gallery, just the background of the artist. So you should always just wear black. I remember this like very clearly, like, I feel like it's very funny. Like we just become the background of the art. But I think since that time, I kind of feel like how to respect artists, how to with artists is the basic of the job. Yeah.
The basic of the job is the respect for the artist.
Respect the artist and learn how to work with them. And Pearl always say artists are the most lovely people in the world.
Oh, interesting. You're fusing a little bit the Western and the Chinese approach, probably. At least you're interested like in both cultures. Is there a difference in the attitude in the galleries? Is there a difference, or are we all in the art world kind of like very similar? Do we have like a similar code of conduct? Because sometimes I feel, although all cultures are very different, that in the contemporary art world, we also have a lot in common. And I'm just always interested to get to that point, you know, is that something we can explain to people that are not part of the art world?
Yeah, I think this is a very interesting question, because I also talk about this with another friend another day. Because some people also ask me, like, what kind of artists like interest me, or what's the interesting thing in the gallery program? Like we work with some artists with the Asian backgrounds, also some artists that are like Westerner. So I kind of feel like actually in our generation, because we mainly work with young emerging artists right now. And I think most of the artists, they just in the same age as me, maybe slightly younger than me, but some of them just same age.
What age are you?
I born in 1987, so in my 30s.
In your 30s, okay. So yeah, you're young.
Yeah, I kind of feel like in our generation, the life experience and the educational experience, especially for Chinese students or Asian students, different from our parents' generation. It's more like in a nomadic experience.
Yes.
A lot of our students, they went to abroad to study, and also they have their life experience in different region. Yeah, so it's just changed their sense of the environment, and they got the cultural influence. Actually, it's more like globally. It's not really like just Asian culture, Chinese culture. And also the art education system is actually more like Western system. Yeah, like they study in UK, they study in US or Europe. It's more like Western influence. But of course, they have the Asian roots, like the family education and the family experience. In some of their practice, actually always I can see this kind of interesting conflicts or mixture of the culture.
That is really interesting because I think very often artists or culture is kind of like the forefront of what's going to happen in society. Many of those artists probably, do they go back to China after having studied abroad? And if they do, then they bring all these influences back and they spread it. Do you think that's going to have an impact on society, on other people?
You mean their art to the whole society?
The art and sort of like mixing cultures, being a nomadic existence, thinking more globally, all these things the younger generation brings.
Yeah, I think it's more like a reflection of the current society in China. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think now, like the young generation, not only the arts professions they study abroad, but also people in the other major, the whole generation, I think their horizon maybe become like more international than before. And also, you know, China experienced like very high speed economy, yeah, development in the past 15 years. I think the society is actually changing and everywhere in the world also changing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so true. It's more like a reflection of the society.
Mm. So you seem to know, even if you said you didn't think so much when you went to Goldsmith, you seem to know your path or what you want pretty well. So what, after having been at Pearlam, what made you open up your first space?
Actually, Pearlam was my first job. And after Pearlam, I also did some other jobs. Like I actually also worked in Vogue in the fashion magazine.
Oh.
And also I worked in other galleries like Almirish. Also between that time, I even did the editor's job for Ocula. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, very mixed yeah. experience. Yeah, so that time, I think I was like trying to understand what I'm going to do in the future and gain some experience. So every job, actually, I find interest from every job of mine before.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think during this whole experience, I'm slowly like establish my connection with some artists because I was keep traveling and also artist friends in London back to that time, they also introduced me like more artist friends. And that time I didn't really like think about to have a gallery. I just randomly visit them and talk to them and exchange our perspective maybe of the whole world, just some random talking. But I think that time was like really important because that time you didn't really think about the purpose of these conversations. You didn't really have this purpose like to do business.
Mm.
So it's more real for me. And the way we had the real friendship back to that time, I think. Yeah.
Mm. Is that something you still strive for, that there is this special connection and probably a real friendship with the artists you work with?
I think this is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I still believe to work with artists, the relationship between the gallery and the artist is more like get married. So it's like
yes.
a relationship even further than friendship. You have to tolerate each other and you have to make this relationship moving forward and the benefit to each party. In this relationship, yeah. And you have the responsibility.
It is business, but it's much more than that also.
Yeah. So you have to really understand each other. This is important. Yeah.
Mm. How do you establish this understanding? What do you do to find that mutual understanding?
I guess I don't really have a business sense at the beginning. I didn't really think about to have the gallery at the beginning. I think it's more because of the timing. So that time I worked in Army Ridge, and the COVID just happened. So that time, like the job in Army Ridge, we cannot have the artists come to China, and everything become like more online, like more surreal. And you have to spend a lot of energy just to push the sales and maybe the management job in the gallery.
Mm.
So personally, that time make me feel a little bit, I cannot say boring, but I miss the time to really working with the artists and make the exhibition happen with the energy. And also people cannot travel. So that time, maybe I have like more spare time.
Mm.
So I just randomly organized some exhibitions in a very small room. So that time I just asked some artist friend to send some works. I said, we just make something for fun. So also some artist friend, they still study in London and they send me the works. So we just randomly making the exhibitions in the small room. But yeah, out of my expectation, we got so many people come to see the exhibitions. And the small room in the old land in Shanghai just being like blocked by these people. Yeah, like these neighbors very curious, like what's happening there. Yeah, and every neighbor knows about me because I'm making the exhibition in the land that time, which is very interesting.
And then you needed a bigger space.
Even that time, I still didn't think about to open a gallery, but I think many people come to my show and the gallery I'm working in also want me to make a choice because they find this maybe become like a conflict, this job and also my own exhibition. So I made this choice to quit the job. And it's also about timing, like some friends, client or friends, they provide me space to make exhibition for free. Yeah, because I didn't really prepare to open a space, but I got the space for free and they really like supportive. And they told me they are really happy to see the exhibitions like this. They feel this kind of boldness or energy. It's different like the exhibitions in the blue chip galleries. They told me so, yeah.
That is something Elizabeth D and me, we were also talking about, because for this independent, I'm speaking mostly with the younger galleries. And we were wondering, is there a difference in working as a younger gallery starting now? And also, what could it be? What is the difference? So far, I found out that, for example, that there is a supporting field, that there are people that support you, that their friendship is involved. Something else you would mention?
I think to work in the blue chip galleries, of course, you gain the experience, you gain the network, and also this corporate working system make you learn a lot, like how to do the gallery job and how to work in this system, which is really important. And also, I think the connection while working in the big galleries actually helped me a lot later, because actually later, these people who support me, help me, also some of them, the clients I know from the gallery. But what surprised me was actually they really appreciate if I do this new gallery or young gallery. So I think everybody just need this energy, or they appreciate this boldness to make something happen. This is also like the essence of art. They told me why they love art, why they buy art, also because they appreciate this spirit from art.
The spirit to make something happen.
Yeah, I think so.
The spirit to make something out of the box.
Yes, yes. And also that time, I think COVID really make everything slow and everybody's life become a little bit like a linear. They also want to see something different happen in the society around their life.
So in the end, probably then COVID was like an accelerator. It helped certain things to happen that probably wouldn't have happened without the time of COVID.
Everything maybe about the timing. Yeah, it's like I need to make a choice and the COVID happened and the people have this expectation. Actually, I even feel like some friends, they work in the creative industry, like designers in fashion, graphic design. They also appreciate what we do. So that time, even our logo was designed by a designer friend. She was saying like she also want to establish her own business and she want to support just like a marketing purpose. She designed a logo for a gallery, which made me like really surprised.
Do you think there are more young people that just want to open up their own businesses, be sort of like more free in their choices than before the generation?
Yes, I say. I think everybody wants to make their own voice. Of course, to gain some experience in the corporate is a very good thing. But I think after they study and have their life experience, maybe they need their own voice to express what they want to do in the future and their attitudes.
Because you learned certain things also in the kind of like corporate system, you also already, although you just opened as a gallery for a short while, you started with a few art fairs.
We did 3 art fairs last year, and this year we may have more coming up.
What exactly do you wish from an art fair? What is the necessity of an art fair for you now? Just thinking of, for example, the online options, which are probably a little bit dissatisfactory because you don't see the real work, but like a contemporary art fair, what is that, what it can give you and it should give you?
At the beginning, I didn't really think about to do so many art fairs. And after Shanghai lockdown, we opened our own space, which really difficult. Yeah, because actually I got the gallery space before the Shanghai lockdown and we were in the renovation and the lockdown just happened. So the renovation just stopped for 4 months and I paid the rent for 4 months for nothing. Yeah, we have to back to beginning to do the renovation again after 4 months. So the whole plan just delayed for half a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to struggle with myself and hold there and also comfort my staff's emotion. Like we're going to make this eventually. Also that time I feel a little bit traumatized. Like life cannot be like this anymore. I have to make something move on. So that time I just started to apply some art fairs because I still feel like art fair is a way to get to know people and go to some other places to make connections to different people, which is important for the gallery business and also to introduce artists to different regions.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the first art fair was RSG. That's the first edition of RSG. That time actually China didn't open the border yet. So after we do the fair, I stayed abroad for 2 months, traveled for 2 months to do another fair in Mexico City. So I traveled for 3 months in total until all my clothes broken. Yeah, so during the trip, I feel like I can't find the energy back, like what we're gonna do, like how we can plan for the whole year's program and don't need to be like so rushed for everything. But I still gain a lot from the art fairs, I think.
Independent, will that be your first art fair in the US then?
Yes, yes. First art fair in US. Yeah, which is really exciting.
What are you planning for independent?
For independent, we're going to show a Japanese artist. Her name is Asami Shoji.
Mm-hmm.
And we also just start to work with her and represent her in Asia. And maybe now still like over the world. Asami is also like a very special artist for me because I discovered her when we do the art fair in Japan. So I met Asami that time and how she makes the work. Because in Japan, actually, I can feel a lot of artists, they work in Japan, they make really nice artworks, mm-hmm. but the environment a little bit conservative. So it's not very easy to discover Japanese artists, but I feel the culture route, like the Japanese artists and us, actually still in this Eastern context.
Mm-hmm.
So Assamese works like from her understanding of the body, like the stage drama and the dancing. And she does a painting performance in the big scale. It's more like body scale at the beginning, like outdoor painting or this painting installation. And then now her practice just transforms more to the canvas. So we're going to show the new series of her canvas work and also painting installation. Yeah.
So it's going to be you're coming from Shanghai and the works are coming from Japan and everything's going to meet up in New York City?
Yes. Yeah. Everything will come from different place and end up in New York. Yeah.
And that's also, people forget that, but that's also a big effort. So do you then regularly go to the artist studio in Japan to look at the work in real, or is it sufficient to see it like as a JPEG?
I think most of the artists we work with, I should see the works in real before we make the exhibitions. So Asami's works, I saw her works in Japan in real, and also we showed her works in London last October in a group show. So that show, also like our first exhibition happened in London that time. And it's a group show in a very interesting space, which used to be Tris Emmings' house and studio. And there is a private pool built by Tris Emmings. So we made the exhibition in the pool. It's very interesting space. And that place like never opened to public before.
Was that the inaugural exhibition for that space?
For the swimming pool level, it's the first time.
And so will you be going like with the whole team to Independent?
I think myself, of course, going to go and the artist going to go. And I hope one of my colleagues to go with me because I regard every art fair as a teamwork.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, if I work with my colleague, going to be very helpful. I remember when I just get into the art scene and work in the gallery, every time to go to the art fair was really exciting. Yeah.
Oh, so you are one of the people that really likes to go to art fairs?
I think so. I think it's more like this outing mood. You don't need to really just stay in the office and go to the fair to know more people, introduce the artist to more people, which is really exciting. It's a good experience to just practice how you deal with different people, how to introduce the art, how to make the deals. So it's like great experience. So I hope to bring my colleagues to a lot of art fairs. I cannot say every, but most of the art fairs, yeah, in our ability.
And you're still a young gallery, so there is actually a lot of opportunity for you to do art fairs. There's special programs on the art fairs and everything, so you could be able to do them almost all.
Yes, yeah, still like long way to go.
Mm. Yeah, because I think art fairs are like galleries. They're very individual. On one hand, well, yeah, you always have the whatever square meters and white walls. But on the other hand, the way they are run, they're very individual. So have you been as a visitor to Independent before?
Not yet. I just feel like everything about Independent for me is like very new, very exciting. I'm so curious to see like what's going to happen because actually we're going to have a very, very small booth. I think this booth is like the smallest one I have experienced before. And we really think about like how to plan the booth, how to squeeze the works in a small space, but also make an interesting space. It also reminds me when I do the exhibitions at the beginning, because it's also like very small room, like 7 or 8 square meters. That make me feel very fun to think about this booth.
Yeah, and I think also even if I see it rightly, the name of the gallery, Lin Seed, which is your name paired with seed. So you're laying the seed and the seed is something very small.
Actually, yeah, also some people curious about gallery name. So actually I have this name also like some small chatting with an artist friend. I was thinking about to make some exhibition that time and I was asking him like what kind of project name I should have. he just told me like a lot of foreign friends, when they call my name, they cannot have the pronunciation very correct. They always call me like Lindsay, Lindsay. They cannot really curb their tongue. So he told me, why you don't just call yourself Lindsay? Because Lindsay oil is also like very essential materials for the paintings. It's like a replacement of egg white for the painting. And it has long history until now. The artists now, they still use Lindsay oil to make the works. And also the seed is maybe represent like young artists. Yeah.
That's a good extra information. I was just thinking really on the seed, which I like as an idea to kind of like plant something very small and something very big can come out of it.
Yeah, it's like some layers of the meaning of the name.
And so what are you especially looking forward to when you're going to New York and to the Independent for the first time?
I guess I always want to have some experience in US because I think US still like the biggest art scene in the world. The art history has a long time and also a lot of legend artists, they still born in US, practice in US, and the market is like super big. So I always want to discover more in US. And I know Elizabeth this time from London, I got like super excited because I actually heard the reputation of Independent for a long time. Yeah, it's not really like this kind of big fairs like Basel or Frieze, but I kind of very moved by the spirit of Independent at the beginning. I kind of feel like this legend gallerists also influenced me back to that time. So I want to see like what's happening there and this kind of vibe in Independent. And also hope to meet more like curators, institutions from US, of course.
So I think it all comes down to the right spirit, to the attitude and the energy, Lingji.
Yeah.
And I think you have a lot of that. So thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Daniela. Yeah, it's very nice to talk to you.
This was a special Voices on Art episode, created in collaboration with Independent Art Fair New York. Listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the platform of your choice, on our website van-horn.net, and in the Independent OVR at independenthq.com. Follow Independent Art Fair on Instagram at independent_HQ and the podcast at Voices on Art and at van_horn_Düsseldorf. Thank you for listening to Voices on Art, the Van Horn Gallery podcast hosted by Daniela Steinfeld. Stay tuned and connect.